Good afternoon. I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. Working as a real estate broker used to be out of the question for women in Miami, but that was before Brunel Gatillis moved to town. It was 1935, and she was fresh out of high school in Georgia. In Miami, she rode the streetcar to work at the Five and Dime on Flagler Street. Later, she ran a beauty salon in Coral Gables. Then she sold real estate. And when she became a broker so that she could run her own real estate office, more than a few eyebrows were raised.
They just didn't think women were capable of running an office.
Did anybody say that to you, sort of?
Oh, yes, rather often. One office in particular, because they were in the same area as I was, they were very jealous. When I put a sign on a piece of property, they would destroy it. And they would bend the post in two. So one day I went out knowing that one of their salesmen, a lady told me, had destroyed one of my signs. I got the sign. I went over to their office and I went back to the broker's desk and I threw it up on his desk. And I said, "You see that sign?" He said, "Yes." I said, "If one of your salesmen destroy one more of my signs, I'm going to come in here and I'm going to wrap a sign around your neck." And I said, "And you can believe that. Tell them to keep their damn hands off my signs."
What did he say to that?
He said, "You sure we did it?" And I said, "Yes." And I said, "I want no more of it."
And he didn't argue with you?
That was the end of it.
No more trouble?
No more trouble from him and anyone else.
I guess word got around.
I guess so.
That you were not going to leave the business.
Because I was very angry and I showed it.
Brunel had a real estate office in the Alapatta area, northwest of Miami. The neighborhood was changing during the early 1940s. Racial tensions between blacks and Cuban immigrants was on the rise. One day, Brunel was warned that a race riot was imminent.
The police had told all of us to close our businesses and go home before dark because they expected a very bad riot. The postman was not even delivering in our area, was afraid to come in there. Two of my customers, past customers, came to my office with their shotguns. And they sat in my office all night long, said, "They're not going to burn your place, and they're not going to break the glass, because if so, we'll answer to them." Next morning I came in, everything around me, the plate glasses were broken, some had been burned, mine was safe.
I guess those two customers pretty much saved your business at that time.
Yes, and they meant business. They had shotguns you wouldn't believe.
Now, the Cuban community at that time in the early 40s, that was your market, really?
Mostly, yes.
The Cuban exile community.
They didn't have any bank accounts or anything, and they couldn't qualify for mortgages. But they used to come to my office with money wrapped up in paper like you wrap meat up under their arms. And luckily at that time, I had a man who had a lot of money. I would talk him into holding the mortgage. A lot of the houses we sold went for $500 down, but I never had one not to take care of the mortgage payments. They never failed, ever. If they come to the office and they couldn't make their payment on their date, they were frantic. The next morning, they'd be waiting at the door to come in to pay their payments. That's how seriously they took it. I sold up to three and four generations of the same family. I never learned to speak Spanish, though.
I was going to ask you if
you
did.
The only thing I knew was a key right here, sign right here.
You knew the important word, right?
But they trusted me.
And no Spanish.
A few words, but that was it.
And so I guess they had to speak English to
you. Yes. If not, they'd bring one of their children with them. The child would interpret.
Alapatta was getting more and more dangerous. One day, Brunel was working alone in her office when two men came in and asked for money. She was able to trigger a silent alarm that brought help from a neighboring office.
That was my wake-up call to start thinking about getting out.
She moved to Hollywood, Florida in the 1980s and to Indian River County about 15 years ago. She lives in Sebastian.
Once in a while, I'll get a client coming up from Miami or somewhere, and they come looking for me. I'll sell them some property.
So you still have a license?
I still have my license. Just passed my examination about 6 months ago. I aced it.
Brunel Gatillis will celebrate her 92nd birthday in May. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.